Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, guys!
I'm Philosophy.
I'm Cricket.
I'm Tommy.
And I'm Trevor.
And I'm Brian.
And I'm BK.
And we are
Gorilla Theory.
Listen to Rock Paper Podcast.
Boom!
Baby.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys at Gorilla Theory.
Well, what's up, man?
Hey,
hey.
Welcome back, guys.
Chilling, yeah.
Yeah. I guess let's quickly go around, Mike. Everybody want to introduce themselves again and say hey?
Hello, I'm Philosophy, the singer here at Gorilla Theory. Lovely.
I'm Cricket on bass. What's up?
My name's Tommy. I play the drums.
My name's Trevor. I happily play percussion for these bunch of fools here.
Toe jams.
My name's Brian. I'm otherwise known as Iron Lung. I play trombone.
Trombone!
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He's so loud. Kills it.
I just saw you guys a bit ago. It was really great to see you guys playing again because it's been a little while since I actually was able to catch a show. But I saw you guys at the Halo Bar, that was a fun night.
Dude, that was a great night, man. We rocked this.
That was one of the most packed I've ever seen.
Dude, there was people dancing on tables that night. Dude,
right,
every time
I looked up, I was pretty surprised.
Oh, man.
They were locked
in there, dude. Yeah. I was waiting for people to leave the whole time, and they did not leave. They stayed, which was good.
That was a off-the-wall show.
Better than the last time you saw us before that?
Yeah, I mean, you guys debuted a lot of, but played a lot of new stuff that I hadn't heard, and I was really loving that. That was really cool
I was sick that night, too. It turns out I had fucking strep throat.
Yeah, right.
I had strep throat, and I still killed it.
You see what God just did to us, man?
That was after the Dirty Heads, right?
That's a great pairing, for sure.
Right into our show.
Oh, man.
It felt really good doing that show because I feel like we pair so well with their sound, with the whole, reggae, rock, hip-hop feel to it and everything.
Well, I didn't really, I'd known of the name Dirty Heads for a long time. I knew some of the Lay Me Down with Rome and all more the acoustic thing. I didn't realize they do as much hip hop as they do, and
the new albums, it's pretty intense. It's off the wall compared to their other stuff.
I loved it all, and that was a weird kind of a crazy crowd too, because there was people, teenagers to
the crowd was all over the place,
50, 60 or whatever.
Super diverse.
So it was very interesting to see the age span and stuff, and it was
the cool thing with reggae, man. There's people that are 70, I know, that love it too.
Like
kids,
you like it or you don't, it's definitely acquired,
and it's pretty universal, but yeah, I hear what you're saying,
dude. Yeah, definitely. I can say too, the countless amount of shows that I've seen, you've seen, all of us have seen at the pageant, That was one of the most high energy shows I have ever seen in that
ever.
Place.
Yeah. Oh my god, and it was like, so loud.
So loud. And not like music loud, but the roar of the crowd was insane. You could almost feel the ground shaking.
Yeah. Dude, when they left the stage, and it was just nonstop a roar until they came back with the encore. Right. Like erupting nonstop. Everyone's on their feet. Even the people that we were upstairs sitting when that was happening, and everyone's standing up just going crazy. There was guys just trying to tear out the seats.
Right.
It was tight. It was a celebration.
Yeah.
It was a good night for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But like I said, I mean, it was really cool to see you guys doing a bunch of new songs that I hadn't heard.
Oh, we had so many new songs.
Yeah.
So many new songs.
It got me really excited for, I even wrote about it on Facebook. I was like, I'm pumped up to... You guys get in there and knock this new record out and stuff. So.
Dude, we appreciate that, man. The shout-outs are huge for us.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so good when you get, like, feedback on anything like that, especially with someone like you that goes to a ton of shows and stands at the door of, like, awesome places like the Oyster Bar with all these great bands and musicians coming through. Like, dude, somebody that, you know, might, you know, go to one show a year, you know, might tell you, oh, it sounded really good, and that's cool and all, but... way feels better when you see someone at 50 shows in a row and you're like, oh my god, are we always in the same place? And then bam, like you're like, whoa, that was a great show. Because then, oh my god, dude, that's a huge compliment. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Man, almost pretty much every Monday and Tuesday for since we've been together, it's been like almost 2.5 years, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the most dedicated band I've ever been in, hands down.
And from 6 to 10 p.m.
Seriously, you can catch us jamming in the basement, you know?
And
we're all almost always here, which is rare for any band I've ever been in, you know?
Just
so
seeing everyone grow over time has been pretty awesome. I know my voice has grown a whole shitload. Just everyone else in here has just been killing it, you know? Just watching Tommy on drums on that, like, I just put, like, a video off my phone with my mouth out that we're working on. It's done, but... Tommy just killing the drums at the end of it. If you guys see that video on Facebook, just look at the end. He's killing that.
Yeah.
And it's everyone.
All killing it, though. I mean, everyone was across the board.
That was just like a highlight of my watching the video.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out. Oh, dude. That bass is killer.
Phil, I've enjoyed watching you grow as a vocalist.
Every day.
From watching videos to watching other people sing to how they hold the mic and all that stuff, I've never paid attention so much in my life until I joined this. Obviously, I had to if I wanted to become
a rock star.
The more you get into it, the more you start to observe other people's style and
appreciate
their technique and what they're doing and how it works and stage presence and like you're saying, you know, Tommy energy and everything like that. It's all just taking notes and trying to grow from it and trying to snowball into a mega awesome kick-ass band that'll rock your face up.
Dude, it's always better to walk into a show, you know, and you know you can just feel the energy on the stage, you know, and everything, and you get those like ska bands and those like, you know, metal bands or whoever that's just rocking out so hard, you know, like just headbanging as hard as they can. The singers are running back and forth and you're like, man, these guys get it, you know. Mm-hmm. These guys totally know exactly what to do and just like the way to work the crowd. And we're lucky to have Phil for that. Because, dude, like if he wasn't in this band, he might start a part time career as a comedian or something. I don't know, dude. Telling jokes.
Yeah,
I have been enjoying doing my goofy dance moves on stage.
Oh, they're getting better.
They're getting good, man. I like to wiggle on stage, do random stuff.
We did some wiggling with the. The Stones cover "Miss You" and stuff.
Oh in the middle of our "Don't Stop" song.
Yeah, that was
Stone
Geometry.
Yeah, people were never ready for that interlude.
Yeah, you get a little disco mix in there. Yeah.
First time they added that in there, I was just like,
oh man,
goosebumps.
It's a good spot.
It's actually a cool
in and out song.
Oh yeah,
in the cover and back out into our own song. It's Dead type stuff.
It really is crazy going like doing that whole transition from something that we created into something that's such like a legendary kick-ass rock tune like "Miss You,"
right?
And then taking back up into our stuff.
It's so good.
We've only done that live a handful of times. We haven't really done that a ton of times because we were kind of like working at it, and then we're like, man, we could tie this into our own tunes. And sure as hell, we got it locked in. Yeah. Like, we're getting better at it. We rehearsed it tonight, actually. We're going to try to make that happen this weekend at the show. So,
yeah.
Dude, it'll be a good time.
Let's talk about this. You guys got a big one coming up this weekend. December 16th, Saturday night, Redfish, Bluefish.
Yep.
Your boys in Gorilla Theory. You got Tree 14.
Yep.
And Gus Page.
Gus Page. Yeah. Shout out to Gus Page, Micro Groove Studios.
Yeah, we
Curtis Wilcox.
All friends of the show, yeah. Man. So that's going to be a cool party for sure.
Super excited about that show. The man with the plan behind All Gorilla Theory right here is Tommy, Mr. Drummer. He sets up everything. He's the man. He sets up everything. He wants a show. He will hound people. Sorry, excuse my language. He'll do what he does what the band needs. But anyways, this is Redfish Bluefish is like our home turf. They kind of let us do whatever we want there and control everything. So
we love those guys. They're so good.
Yeah, Cliff, they're so good.
Such good people. So, Rebecca, Jake, Riley.
We're setting this up. This is gonna be our show. So and like, it's gonna be fun. We're having. What, hot dogs coming in?
Oh, man, it's Gorilla Theory's birthday, first off. Yeah. We've been a band for 2 years. Shout out. Yeah. 2 years.
Year anniversary of our album.
Yep, 1 year anniversary to the day at midnight. It'll be the exact 1 year anniversary since we released our first full-length album, Geometry.
1 year ago.
It was 1 year ago. Second album coming soon.
Very soon.
This show is actually kind of a fundraiser, if you will. We're going to try to raise a little money and get things going for this next album, once we start recording, man, it's coming fast. We didn't book any shows in January because we're going to take the month off and just finish up the rest of these new tracks. We have a ton of them. Going to polish them all up and count the money in our band fund and hopefully have enough to record this whole album because it's coming. Saturday, the first fundraiser we're going to do for that is at 5 p.m., Redfish Bluefish. We're kind of going to do Christmas dinner. This is a Christmas party. This is our birthday party. We're going to wrap it all into one. What's a Christmas party without dinner, right? So 5 p.m., Steve's Dogs. Shout out to Steve Ewing, The Urge. Steve! We're going to come out.
Huge influences. Oh my God.
I bet you it's all, everyone's sitting here. It's a huge influence. But they're going to come out, nice enough. Come out, they're going to cater the event. Dinner is at 5 p.m. If you want to join, please just contact us. Make sure we have enough food for everybody. All we ask is that you give us a large or small donation for a hopefully large donation.
Give it large.
Just a little bit of money or whatever, like I said, large or small, just pay for the food and also hopefully help us push us in the right direction and get this next album recorded.
We gotta record this album. I gotta show you guys these new songs.
Oh man, the new album's gonna be even better than the last one, if you can believe that.
We are exploding with creativity.
Seriously. 100%. It's on another level compared to the last album, I believe. So
I was writing on 4 songs today. I like switching back and forth when I'm writing songs. I switch back and forth just constantly. And it helps me keep my ideas fresh, so I don't get stuck in a niche that I like switching it up in the song, so it helps me just bounce it back and forth, four songs at a time.
Keeps it creative. Keeps it that way.
It's just how I do it since the beginning, and I'm excited to show off some of this new stuff.
Yeah.
Really excited.
We are all excited to show it off. It's going to be great. Seriously. And you can come listen to a ton of those new songs. This Saturday we're going to do 2 sets. The first set will be at 10 p.m. We'll be playing our first album in its entirety, beginning to end, Geometry. If you love that album like we do, we're going to rock that whole thing all the way through. Take a little break and then we're going to come back and show you all this new stuff we've been working on. Yeah, man, we got a bunch of new stuff that you said you heard a little bit of at the Halo Bar show.
Yeah.
And we got even more than that. So we'll play our whole set of brand new stuff at the end. So be able to check out some of the stuff we're trying to get recorded.
And did I read that Santa Claus is going to be there too?
Santa Claus is definitely going to make an appearance.
Santa Claus is
going to
be there.
He's going to be there. He'll be there. You know why?
Bearing gifts.
You know why Santa Claus' sack so big, right?
I don't know.
Because he only comes once a year.
Jesus. Holy crap.
Oh, Jesus.
I was not ready for that.
Oh, man. Nobody was.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
Yeah, so, yeah. Anyway, this Saturday is going to be a great show. Got some surprises.
Yeah, definitely. Doing some live art at this one.
Oh, man, we always bring the live art with the G-Theory. One of our best buds, Pedro Velasco. Amazing artist, amazing person. Shout out to that dude, Brandon Arnold. Another amazing soul in this universe. And they'll both be live painting the entire night while we're jamming out. Shout out to our other friend, Anthony Manning, who I actually have not asked yet, but I'm really hoping he will come.
This is our
please come paint with us. Yeah. Oh, he's the man, though. He's such a good artist, just like them, and such a good person. And I hope he knows that he's always invited to come paint with us. So we'll be doing that, live art, live music. Got a ton of different bands, like you said, and it's going to be a good night. $10 to get in. Doors open at 8, and show starts at 9. Yeah. Gus Page is going to kick us off. We all love Gus. He's such a good person, too, man. So a lot of good people helping us with this.
Definitely, man. Yeah. So come on out to that. And then, like I said, you guys are taking January off, but you do have a date in February as well.
Yeah, pretty awesome one.
You guys are hitting the stage over Pops with... Badfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Badfish and Tropical.
Always just sold out the last few years.
I was just in Chicago this weekend, and I was talking to some people about Badfish up there, and they say the show always sells out up there.
Yeah, right.
Like, it always sells out down here, so we're going
to... They must be just killing it. Yeah, we're going
to
kill it.
Make love to that stage. Make love.
I saw those guys years ago. I mean, it's been, 10 years at least probably since I've seen them, or something like that, but I went and seen them years ago over at Pops, and fun kind of tie into what we mentioned, Tree 1-4, because that was like the first introduction to Remedy, which was Joe Forster's previous band. So I met, or I didn't really get to meet him, but I was a huge fan of what Remedy was doing, and they opened up for Badfish, and just, blew my mind. I was like, I love what these guys are doing. And and then they sort of disbanded a little after that. I think they were all in school at Columbia or something along those lines. But through the power of, Facebook and MySpace and things, that I went to discover their page. And I got to meet some of the guys now. Also, Jeff from Tossie. Now Rhoda.
Great band, man. Right. I can't wait till they start playing more shows.
So glad they're back on the scene.
I'm so happy they came back to you, man. I just ran into their hand percussionist, Tony, who played drums for Tossie.
Yeah.
And another great band. And I just was like, please, let's play some shows. Let's play some shows, us and you guys. And they said they were going to take a little time off and get some music together. But I hope they reconsider and just take a jump, play some shows.
That show we played with Rhoda was...
Oh, awesome. They're fire, dude. Their singer's awesome. Voice, their their drummer's so good. Obviously their guitarist is just phenomenal. And
yeah, Zach.
Oh man, Zach, he's hot, dude. They're so good. They're
not,
very talented.
Not two on the horn, but two. We killed that stage.
Oh, dude, killed it.
We killed that night.
Dude, that was for Pacifier.
Pacifier, we owned for them.
Pacifier, at the bootleg. Yeah.
Dude, that was such a
great... We started off that show right.
Yeah, I felt the same way, man. It was cool about that show. Dude, it was cool. What's crazy is, the way they did that show, I guess, they, kind of made the people that were, waiting for the show wait in the other room, basically. So, when we were going to play, there was seriously, 9 people in the venue. The bartender and, the other bands.
Were people that worked there.
And we're like, oh my god, is this... We're not going to play for anybody right now. And we're all so pumped, and we're like, you know what? Let's just kill it. Just, it's... packed, so we go up there, and as soon as we hit the first note, the doors open and it just floods in, and before we can even finish the first song, it's wall-to-wall people
packed.
I wish we could have had it filmed for a music video or something. I was all our friends, we thought all our friends told us they were coming and stuff, and there's nobody that we know there, and I'm like, man, they all bailed, and before the end of the first song, we got my good friend, Joe, Dean, all these girls, vibing.
I could hear our lyrics being sung out in the crowd, loud.
It felt good. Yeah. That show felt real good, so.
It was a good...
Yeah, always a good time.
Oh, man.
They bring in some of the coolest bands throughout. National bands and local bands.
Yeah, man.
It's always such a fun place.
Shout out to Drew Jameson for hooking it up. Seriously, thank you so much. He's always been... he's been so good at Guerrilla Theory and is helping us with just shows and just being so cool. So,
well, and that outdoor patio too is pretty.
Oh man, we've been trying to get him to get us on that for too long. I mean,
ever since they opened that, oh man, we'll be there. It's so awesome.
I love that stage. They did such a good job with that.
Just the shout out to Chip Schloss.
Oh yeah, Chip.
Yeah, the owner of Atomic, and his daughter is my good friend Chloe Schloss. Just shouting out.
Yeah,
love those people.
Yeah, but you guys, like I said, playing with Bad Fish February 16th. That's a Friday night.
Yes, Friday night.
And but along with all that, you guys, there's a special ticket code.
Yeah. This something, man. Another shout out, Dustin Hook, super awesome person. He books at Pops. He helps run the Battle for Point Fest. Man, he's a super nice guy, and he hooked us up with this show, Bad Fish opening slot, and. He did another really great thing for us. He gave us a promo code. We're going to put a link up with this show, and also we'll be sharing it on our page, Guerrilla Theory page, G Theory Productions page. And what it basically is if you want to go to the Bad Fish show, you can click the link, and then when you get there, it'll be a spot for a promo code. Just write Theory. As soon as it does that, like I said, we're trying to raise a little money and get this album recorded. So if you just put in the promo code Theory, a little bit. Of that money will go to us personally for just to basically help us record this new album.
It should be great. Wink, wink,
wink. That's the main focus right now is the new album. We got, like Phil said, we got tons of new music that we're just trying to get out and share with you guys. And man,
we gotta hustle.
It's crazy. Aside from the ones that we actually are like planning on recording, I think we have like 20.
Yeah, or
like 25 songs that we are like in the works. They're like, you know, like he was saying earlier, they're not all completely polished up and ready to rock. But I mean, the ones that
most of them are,
but man, we got so much material that we want to get out there and put in your ear holes for you to enjoy. And it's just a slow and steady process, and that's why we're trying to do all this awesome stuff and put on these shows and get donations and help us make these make this record, man.
I definitely feel like you guys are on the right path with the hustle. I mean, like that I mentioned that Hitler Bar show, but that weekend you guys played, that was Thursday night. Friday night you played Del Mar Hall, right?
Yeah, Saturday
or Saturday night. Saturday, night. Saturday, yeah.
Yep.
And then Sunday you played Foo Bar with Head PE, right?
Yeah.
Three venues, three different shows all weekend.
Three great venues too. And that same week is the week we opened for Pacifier too. So it was like a really big like
all real theory all the time.
Yeah. Oh.
I just passed out so many stickers and.
Oh man, stuff we've been hustling, dog. Oh my man, we're St. Louis. We'll know who Guerrilla Theory is. Right. If you don't yet, we're coming for
Chicago,
you.
Chicago, too. quick side story. I was up in Chicago. I was watching this electronic artist named Chami, and we were in the Argonne Ballroom. And I went in the bathroom, and they're just like, it's so packed. There's so many hundreds of people in here. And I just walk in front of everyone. Like, everyone thought I was cutting in line. They're all like, about to be like, hey! And I just put a Guerrilla Theory sticker on the stall. And I was like, perfect spot. And I turn around, start walking back, and one person's like, hey, let me get a sticker. I was like, oh, okay. And then next person's like, let me get one. And then like 140 dudes in this bathroom were like, let me get one, man. That's cool as hell. Oh, man.
That's so funny.
That's so good. It's a fan of Chicago, I promise.
I've been seeing some of my stickers popping up in places, and I'm not putting them there. So like,
yeah, that's cool.
That feels good too when you start seeing them. Like, and you know you didn't do it. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Other people are hanging their stickers up for you.
You're a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Sometimes we get random pictures. Like, you know, like people will send me like a picture of like a one of our stickers on someone's bumper or something. You know, like a stoplight, and I have no idea whose that car is. You know, or who's driving that thing. And it's pretty awesome to know that like. Hopefully that person put that there on purpose,
right.
You know, because they wanted to show the world that they're a fan of the G Theory, you know. So it definitely is appreciated. Any love that we get, you know, like man, I always the next day, you know, we always send the thank you for coming to the show and whatever. But I always really hope there's some kind words shared, like you guys killed it, or just anything, you know, just to know that we're fucking doing it.
Just know that we're making that difference.
Seriously. Yeah. Exactly. You know, we want to, man, I want to know what you know.
Right.
Yeah. Whether it's good or bad, I want you guys to be like, wow, you guys really sucked. I would seriously take it over no feedback ever.
Right.
You
know, tell us how we can improve.
Yeah. Get oh, man.
Constructive criticism.
I think actually this show I'm going to put a suggestion box out.
That'd be great. Completely anonymous.
Have seriously. More funk.
Yeah. Bring the funk.
More funk. We actually got more funk. We got, our new stuff has more funk and blues.
More blues? Yeah, even more reggae.
Yeah. And a lot more hip hop too.
More hip hop.
I just listen to so many genres of music. You know, I listen from anything from, you know, Fats Domino to gangster rap to electronic music. I go to a bunch of EDM shows. I love reggae. I have reggae stuff tattooed all the way across the front of my chest. I love it. But I like incorporating more and more genres just into our music. You know, that's, you know, obviously if they sound organic together, I want to make sure it sounds good.
Right.
But yeah, we're definitely pushing the limits compared to our first album. And I
definitely
love it.
Yeah, and that's what kind of sets us apart too, I feel like, because like in our genre now that we have is kind of like considered, you know, air quotes, reggae, rock,
that white boy reggae.
But there's so much more going on there, and I think a lot of that stems from all of us listening to just everything.
Yeah,
we all
definitely like have our own styles, but everyone can in here listens to genres in the same realm, like, you know, a lot, you know, it's almost like, if I would say it just a perspective of mine, I'm like, almost like a rapper singer that's tone singer, you know, it's like a funk bassist pretty much, you know, yeah. Like a metal drummer.
Right.
Dude, Shane, me and you have met a long time ago, you know,
yeah.
You've seen me in like five different bands and in like three to four different genres of music, you
right.
know, like. That transition from Exit to Unify was a big one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
We've
been homies for a while.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dude.
Yeah, man, we go way back. I was thinking with the party coming up this weekend, are you guys doing any Christmas tunes? Or are you just sticking to your original stuff? Or is there some secrets?
We might have some tricks up our sleeve.
Yeah.
We had a couple people put that in their ear about possibly doing like a Christmas song.
We might rock around the clock.
Are there any reggae Christmas songs?
I think we can make them.
There is if you make it.
If you make it, then we listen.
I definitely sing a Christmas song in a reggae
oh, yeah.
type.
Oh yeah, they reggaeify all sorts of tunes.
some of that stuff. I've heard a lot of different covers of some of these songs. I don't know if I've ever heard reggae Christmas, but I've definitely heard a lot of different stuff. But it's just fun. I mean, all those songs are, especially some of those standards, like people know all the words. They're just fun to sing along to.
Definitely, definitely.
You can put any kind of twist on it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's like a metal version or a country version or a reggae or a hip hop
version.
Chipmunk version. People chipmunk. Still know it and they love it.
Yeah.
It's something that can put a smile on somebody's face no matter what kind of
it makes you feel good, you know.
Reggae version of Rudolph or Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer.
These ideas haven't even been explored.
I know,
this might have just happened.
Dang.
Speaking of Rudolph, you guys have seen that video, right? Of DMX doing it. Right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, man.
DMX is coming in tour. Oh, he's got what is it? Shaving Serena?
Are you kidding? Well,
in January, with E40. Yeah, I have to go to that.
What?
E40.
E40 and 112. Peaches and cream.
I thought he's
peaches and cream. I was saying that today.
They're coming.
I thought I read he's going to jail, though. Like, didn't pay his taxes or something like that.
Well, hopefully he gets the show in first.
Right.
Gets a little money before
hopefully
he pieces out.
That's probably why he's going on tour.
Yeah, right.
To make money
yeah,
so
right.
he can pay his back.
Right, right.
So he don't
I need some money for my commissary.
Everybody wants
ramen when you're in prison, all right? I'm just saying.
Jailhouse pizza.
Yeah. Jailhouse pizza, bro.
But yeah, come on out this weekend, Saturday.
Please come out.
16th. Come out early. enjoy some of
Steve's Dog.
Steve's Dog's 5 p.m. Dinner.
Yep.
And that's in St. Charles.
St. Charles.
Redfish Bluefish. Excuse me. Redfish Bluefish in Hawk's Nest Plaza.
Yeah, man. The doors are at 8. The show's at 9. Gus Page starts us off. Gorilla Theory, Tree Room 4. Live painting. Good people, good friends. Lots of dancing. We're going to bring a badass light show. Going to have an awesome sound guy. I'm just saying, might be a place you want to be.
Before and after midnight. We're going to let it all hang out. I'm going to let this hair down.
Ooh.
Like Rapunzel or something. Something. Reggae Rapunzel.
Reggae Rapunzel.
But Rapunzel.
But a man.
Did I read something about you got, like a stash bash or something you guys are doing?
We're coming heavy
well,
with stash.
I don't know if you were there.
Trevor won't do it. He's been growing
I'm afraid.
He's been making his beard.
It's amazing.
He's been making his beard like perfect for years, apparently. I like to change up my style constantly. Yeah. Tom does too. So
last year,
are coming with stashes.
Yes.
I'm
style.
And you should come with a stash too.
Yeah, bring it. That was kind of like an official, unofficial thing.
Unofficial.
Yeah, it's officially, unofficially a mustache party.
I'll take a dry erase marker and draw a mustache on your face, too.
Anybody wants to take a ride, G-Theory is ready.
Pedro could probably
I'm going to nominate
you want to get
Pedro Velasco, two dudes.
Airbrush and mustache.
Airbrush mustaches.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in, dude.
If you ain't got one, you will get one.
$5 donation. Take a real theory.
Your style. You can pick the style. You can go handlebar.
Whatever you want.
You can go.
That would be awesome. Let's all
fancy Frenchman. However
get
you want to do.
Stencils.
Last year, we released the Geometry album, and I went it pretty much as Hulk Hogan.
No, you were Hulk
Hogan.
I didn't know you were coming back.
Full Hogan. Yeah, we dyed the handlebar blonde and everything. So.
It might be
coming back. Who knows? You might get a second dose of Hulkamania.
Let me tell you something, brother.
You know, brother, you can't just go like a half, you know, quarter. You got to go full Hogan.
He did say that. I
know. You got to
never go full Hogan.
You got to go full Hogan.
Dude, you even said
yourself you're going to be coming back. You can't go half Hogan. You got to go full all or nothing, bro.
You ripped out of your shirt and everything.
I did rip my shirt off. Actually, that's a video that exists. I could post it if you guys like. You guys want to see me rip off my shirt a year ago, dressed as Hulk Hogan.
We had lasers and fog.
Dude,
and
that was... it looked like
WrestleMania.
We queued up the intro music, had the fog. We had these badass LED screens on the stage. These awesome good friends of ours run Light Lab. Andy Isma, man.
Shout out to those dudes.
They actually might make a return to Redfish Bluefish this Saturday. Who knows? We might be bringing some LED screens out there. And then Hulk Hogan's definitely coming back. Like a WWE entrance. It was hilarious last year. Oh, my God.
That's a
document.
Voodoo Child, right? Isn't that his intro music?
I don't know. Because when he was Hulkamania, it was all American-y. It was all 80s. Like,
right.
I forget what it was.
I think it was Hollywood Hogan, maybe, or something. One of those.
Yeah. NWO Hogan.
Well, one of them, we put that Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child thing on. And,
Yeah, true.
Maybe I'll come out as Randy Savage.
Diamond Cutter.
I practiced my Macho Man for a while there. When I was Macho Man last Halloween.
You were full Macho Man though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You can't go have Macho Man.
I have to see pictures of that.
He's not dead though. He lives in my trunk.
Yeah. I did, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. And I was doing I was introducing bands from the state. You know, I was hosting the show, and I was like, this next band is Cream of the Crop.
Oh, it's so good. What are you doing this Saturday? I know you got something to do.
Yeah.
You're always busy.
I'm taking my wife and my mother-in-law and my mother.
That's a good one.
to Funky Butt Brass Band.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good one.
You know, the walk through the Winter Wonderland, what is that, by Botanical Gardens? I heard that's fantastic this year.
Maybe.
It's the Garden Glow.
The Garden Glow. Sounds sexy, right?
Yeah. Winter Wonderland, man. Out of my head.
Yeah, I wish I could be there. It's tricky, man.
Hell yeah.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the busiest guy in
yeah,
the podcast industry.
Oh my gosh.
I do like to party.
This is your second podcast tonight.
Yeah, that's what Cornbread always says about us. Apparently we like to party.
Oh dude, we do like to party.
We do like to party.
He's got the right guys.
He knows the right guys.
Oh man.
That's not all we like to do. The other thing I can do is make noises. We make weird noises on the channel.
Well, get out Saturday night. Come party with us.
Party with us. Yeah, we like to party. Yeah.
Saturday.
Bring your
St. Charles. Yeah, Redfish.
Tell your
Bluefish.
Mom. Tell your
our
family.
Yeah. Cool people.
Tell your friends.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Hot dogs.
It's going down.
Definitely. Please come party with us. Seriously, man. The more people, the better, right? Yeah. I mean, the more people you pack into one spot, the funner it is, right?
I'm
gonna rock out. It's going to be a good time having crowd with a good time having band.
Look at RC. Cornbread hasn't said it himself. We like to party. We like to party.
We like to party.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming out of you.
Thanks for Rock Paper Podcast.
Follow Gorilla Theory on Facebook for more information.
Please do. We have a website coming.
Got our new website.
Yeah. We just released a website, www.gorillatheory.com.
Two R's and two L's.
Spotify, iTunes, Google Play,
Apple Music.
Dude, YouTube. I probably already said that, but YouTube. yeah, man, check us out anywhere you can. Please come watch us live. Just got Gorilla Theory, the G Theory.
G Theory! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, brother!
Yeah.
New album coming 2018.
That's right. It's coming, man. That's coming soon.
Coming.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Good night.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.